831 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino, joined now by State Representative Tina Corpus of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. Hope you're doing well.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
All right, great. Well, you were locked down in the session last time we were going to have you on at the beginning of June, so first time since the session ended. Give us your thoughts about the session overall and also perhaps some of the committee work that you did as well.
Thank you, Tony. Yes, the session ended on June 4th, and it was a pretty action-packed, for lack of a better word, session. There were some great things that we got done for the state of Connecticut. There were some very controversial bills that I voted against, which we can definitely talk about. And there were some things that were just very difficult votes, I found, in my first session as a legislator. So I think the wins were, we had some definite wins, which I'd love to talk about. I think the big troubled areas were housing and the budget. And we can talk about all of that.
All right, let's start with housing. That was a plan that was passed but was vetoed by the governor. You voted against it?
Yes, I did. Yes, so the bill you're talking about is HB 5002, which was an omnibus housing bill that came out of the Housing Committee on which I serve. So this is the result of several years of efforts to pass bills like Live, Work, Ride, which came out last year, Fair Share, which was defeated last year. And this year, I feel like the housing advocates in the General Assembly really said, let's go for all of it, sort of for once and for all. So they put about probably over 15 bills into this one housing bill, and it did pass the House and Senate. And that's where we were on June 4th when the General Assembly finished its work. So we really spent the month of June with what I thought was just really a significant, extraordinary amount of public outcry against the bill, and it all came down to whether the governor was going to sign that into law. And I received literally hundreds of emails about this. I wrote to the governor. I went and saw the governor. Many people reached out to the governor, including associations of first selectmen and mayors of cities. It was really, in my opinion, I am someone who opposed the bill. It was really democracy at work, and it did work. The governor heard the concerns and vetoed the bill last week.
Let me ask you, moving forward now, how do we solve the housing situation in Connecticut and in Greenwich? Is there something that does need to be done, or how would you like to see this addressed?
You know, something definitely needs to be done. And in the minority party, I don't feel like it's enough for us to simply say no, no, no. We have to come up with alternatives because we do have a lack of affordable housing in the state. I think part of the disappointment in the bill, which is, you know, now killed essentially, for now that is that it only looked at one aspect of this housing issue. You know, we have the estimates say there are 90,000 people that are in housing, 90,000 people who don't have affordable housing in the state, and we have 4,000 homeless people. I wish we had zero homeless people. So that basically means that we have 86,000 people who are in housing, but it's housing they can't afford. That is, it's over 30% of their income, which is the threshold to determine whether you're in housing that's affordable. So to me, it's not just do we have the housing that's affordable, it's do we have the incomes that allow people to afford the housing we have? Do we have the opportunities here in the state of Connecticut? Do we have the tax structure which supports people getting ahead? Do we have the electric rate and energy cost structure which allows businesses to come here, employ people, and have, you know, every boat rise? So I think that I'm really working on this summer and would like to work this fall on some kind of alternative which looks at the issue more holistically. Is it just that we need more units, or is it that we need a more economically viable system in the state of Connecticut? So I would like to do work on that. I know that their district I represent, which is Stamford and Greenwich. Greenwich has done significant work in publicly affordable housing. Stamford has a lot of affordable housing. It's, in fact, over the 830G 10% threshold. Stamford's at about 17% affordable housing. So, you know, kudos to my my town and city that I represent for doing work on that. But we have to just make it easier for towns to build affordable housing on their own terms and for people to afford the housing we have. So I don't have an answer for you right now, but I don't think saying no is enough. We've got to come up with creative solutions.
Speaking with State Representative Tina Korpis of Greenwich, and give us your thoughts about the budget that was passed.
Well, I am a very much a social moderate, but I am fiscally disciplined, and I feel like one of the main reasons, well, that's too strong. My constituents really care about the financial health of Connecticut, and to be honest with you, Tony, it got a few blows to the head this legislative session in two ways. The budget we passed really overspent and did that in a way which changed the volatility cap, which has been the reason that we've put away so much money in our state savings account. So basically, without going into too many weeds, it changed the volatility cap and put about $600 million that we would have put in our, quote, state savings account into spending this year. That is not sustainable in the long term. And the other problem we had in the budget was, not in the budget per se, but in our financial life, was SB1. So this was a fund that established a universal preschool. And, you know, I'm a working mother of four children. I really care a lot about this issue and getting kids started on the right foot. But that bill took about $300 million and put that aside for that fund in a way that's really not sustainable in the long term. It was called the Universal Preschool Endowment. But all of us know what an endowment is. An endowment is a corpus of funds which sustain themselves based on their own earnings by not paying out more than they're earning in any year. So the initial investment remains intact. Well, that's not at all how the financial mechanics of the Universal Preschool, quote, endowment work. This thing is going to set us up for, you know, people relying on that service and us just having to put in money every year in the budget. Now, I think we should do that somehow, but the minority proposed an alternative to the funding mechanism, which would allocate a program we have now called baby bonds into this program. So, unfortunately, that amendment was voted down. I supported it fully. Like, can't we do this in a fiscally sustainable manner? And the answer of the legislature was, no, we're going to do it in this other way. So long story short on the money side of the 2025 session is it causes me a lot of concern. You know, the fiscal guardrails of 2017 were probably the most significant thing that the legislature has done in 20 years because they make everything else possible. Like, if we are financially solvent, we can do all these great things that we are sent to Hartford to do. And if we're not, we're standing on a shaky, rocky foundation, and that worries me. The fiscal guardrails were that, and they were significantly compromised this session.
All right.
Okay,
and then finally, I mean, the session's over into summertime. What does State Representative Tina Korpis do now?
Well, I am spending a lot of time in the district. I really want to hear what people... I really want to hear what people's reaction to the legislative session was. I want to hear what people's feelings are about the issues facing our state. You know, it's not a campaign year, but campaigns are so valuable because you're out there all the time and you're hearing what people want, and it's the best way to learn about your district. So I really want to recreate that ability. You know, I really want to open those channels and keep those channels open all summer. And I want to, now that we have some time, I really want to dig deep and, try to come up with some creative proposals that we can put on the table in 2026, particularly with respect to this housing thing. And I'll be doing two legislative recaps with my colleagues next week, July 9th in Greenwich and July 10th in Stamford at 6:30. So I hope people will attend so we can keep that communication open.
Fantastic. All right. State Representative Tina Korpis, appreciate your time this morning. Be well. Have a great holiday weekend.
You too. Happy 4th of July. Take care, Tony.
Bye. That State Representative Tina Korpis joins us on the first Thursday of each month. Next Thursday, 7:50, State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich.